There is relative peace in Sudan for the moment. The country's military rulers and a pro-democracy coalition have had a power-sharing agreement in place since last week. The agreement follows the removal of Sudan's longtime president in April, a military takeover, and then a brutal crackdown on the pro-democracy movement that saw more than 100 people killed in June. Joining us now is Alex Duvall, who is executive director of the World Peace Foundation at the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University. He's in London. Welcome to Here and Now.
It's a pleasure.
And what do you make of this moment in Sudan's history?
In the big picture, it's a remarkable moment. What we've seen is one of the best organized, extraordinarily disciplined, broad-based popular uprising, scrupulously nonviolent, that brought down a 30-year-old dictatorship. And that is tremendous. In the immediate focus, the power-sharing agreement that was reached in outline on July the 5th mm-hmm. between the Transitional Military Council and its leader, General Hemeti, and the Alliance of the Forces for Democracy and Change, Freedom and Change, the democratic protesters. That is a step forward, a necessary step that de-escalates tension, but it doesn't really address some core issues that are going to arise in the short and medium term.
And what are those issues?
Well, in the short term, the reason why the deal was signed was that extreme pressure was exerted on the backers of the Transitional Military Council. That's an Arab troika of countries, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates, the latter two providing most of the funding to keep the Sudanese state afloat. And none of these three countries like democracy. In fact, they're all fairly hostile to the type of democratic uprising that we've seen in Sudan, and were quite happy to see it repressed. But the U.S. and the United Kingdom put a lot of pressure on these countries, saying your reputation is at risk. Your reputations are already damaged by the war in Yemen and other events like the murder of Kamal Khashoggi. And so they said, you don't want to get branded with being behind the repression of democracy mm-hmm. in Sudan. So come to an agreement with the protesters. And what's in it for you? We're not going to press for accountability for the crimes committed during that crackdown. And they also pressed the democracy and freedom and change protesters to say, you really need to come to the table. You've got a strong hand on the streets, but you've made mistakes. You had opportunities for bringing in others in the opposition, including the armed groups that are still fighting in Darfur and mm-hmm. other places. You didn't bring them in, so you need to compromise too.
But then I'm thinking about this table with all of these players at it now with this power-sharing agreement, and to have five people from the military and five people from the pro-democracy movement. Won't the military have the upper hand in those discussions about what happens next?
The military have the upper hand not only because they will have the chairmanship of this sovereign council for the first year and a half, and therefore they will have the votes, but more fundamentally, if we scrape away the surface negotiations and look at what's really going on, where is the money? Where is the coercive force? What we see is a very different landscape, because two things have really happened that are fundamentally important in Sudan in the last few years that caused the overthrow of President Bashir and the ascendancy of this leader, General Mohamed Hamdan, known as Hemeti. Now, Hemeti is not a conventional military figure. In fact, he's a paramilitary figure. And he's the power of the day in Khartoum. And he's the power of the day because his paramilitaries are there on the streets. The army are not actually on the streets. And because the chief source of hard currency, real finance in Sudan is a combination of gold and the income from renting out troops to fight in Yemen. They also just struck a deal to rent them out to fight in Libya on behalf of the Egyptians and the Emiratis. Now, any technocratic leader, any minister of finance or prime minister who comes in, number one job is fix the economic crisis in Sudan. The country is going down the tubes with hyperinflation, with constant devaluation on the black market. Now, in order to do that, you actually have to take on the fact that Hemeti's economic power, his economic muscle, the fact that he's able to dominate the political scene comes from the fact that he controls gold and the flow of income from these this Arab troika of countries. And so there's no betting really on who would win a confrontation between a IMF and World Bank groomed technocratic minister in his suit and this hard scrabble street fighter with his paramilitaries who controls the real money. Hameti will win. And so that is the problem that really needs to be fixed in Sudan, and it'll need a lot more than just signatures on a power-sharing agreement.
Do you think that there will be free and fair elections in a few years, as is being promised?
In order to get to those elections, that the power of this sort of secret cabal of military leaders and their backers in the Arab world needs to be broken. Otherwise, the country will actually face exactly the same crisis that brought down the former president, Omar al-Bashir. People will come out on the streets because their hyperinflation is destroying their livelihoods. And unlike the military, the regular military, who have shown considerable restraint, the paramilitaries, the so-called rapid support force commanded by General Hameti, they don't have much in the way of restraint. So the same crisis will recur, certainly within those 3 years. And addressing that crisis is the truly urgent task.
That is Alex Duvall, who is Executive Director of the World Peace Foundation at the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts, talking with us about the situation in Sudan, where there is now a power-sharing agreement in place after a brutal crackdown on the pro-democracy movement. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.